After a winding journey through the stories and music of each Patchwork Suite composer, we at long last reached our pinnacle in the previous episode with the Complete Suite, the original theme, and all its variations together like a creative tapestry. This season, textiles served as extra musical inspiration for these composers who were putting their own spin on a waltz theme by Enrique Granados. The textiles they chose were many and varied, with wool, flannel, tulle, and a host of others. They spoke of intricate designs, both geometric and organic, colors bold and soft, but best of all, each composer wrote with an artistic voice authentic to their own stories. My hope is that you enjoyed how each piece contributed its own character when you heard the Complete Suite last time, but today, I'm looking back and appreciating some of the common threads in the tapestry. So I've assembled a highlights reel from my conversations with these composers. It's a collage of comments and insights that moved me personally, and I was struck by some of the recurring themes from our conversations, like imperfection, personal relationships, the natural world we live in, and the importance of art and creativity. These were some of the memorable moments for me.
Have all these things patched together, and that composite adds up to what is you as a whole and like what is the fabric is as a whole, and thinking about the imperfectness of fabric in general.
This blanket is older than me, I guess, to say the least. I just kind of spent some time just looking at it. There are a lot of like just rips and tears and just general wear from all the years. I used to like carry this around with me a lot as a kid and sleep with it every night. There's also a lot of spots where I had tried to sew it back together and like patch it. My mom taught me to sew when I was a little kid, so it's just like stitches from a little kid, stitches upon stitches all over this blanket.
Certainly when it comes to the message of the text, you know, it's personal, but it represents a philosophy about people and about relationships that I think is more universal, something that I feel like more people should share and think about, this idea that being loved and being open and being vulnerable is scary, but it's amazing.
My mom actually, she's told me this throughout my life, just like, life is often like a river. Sometimes you don't know where it's going. Sometimes there's rapids, sometimes there's intersections, and different streams of water hit each other, they meet each other in different places.
Doing the field recordings help us to understand more about the landscape, what more about the local sounds around, and to understand more about the livelihood, and you know, to even be more conscious. Like, I like to use the word conscious and listening.
There's this great poet, Wendell Berry, and he has his poem, The Peace of Wild Things, which is all about having natural spaces where you really can be at peace and figure yourself out, and I think that's a big part of who I am.
I always felt like inspired by like photography, like cinema, stuff like that, even when I was younger, and I think that really like helped me through my teenage years and stuff. Like, it was always like something for me to crawl back to, and like I feel like I found a lot of healing.
Well, you know, it's always been my personal mission to give to my students the opportunities that I got in school. school was a real eye-opener for me in terms of what I could be as a person and what I could do in terms of a career, and I wanted to afford my students the same chance.
If there's anything, I don't know, I suppose I could say or add, I just want to say that I appreciate your effort in putting this project together. I know there's probably a lot of logistical things that go into it, and it's very encouraging to know that institutions outside of academia are interested in what younger composers are doing, so I appreciate that.
I'm Mary Claire Murphy. What a pleasure it's been to host this Patchwork Suite, which was produced at WGTE in Toledo with the intention of advocating for contemporary art music in our community. You can revisit the original Granados theme and its collection of variations, complete with composer commentaries, online anytime at WGTE.org. This program is made possible in part by listeners like you. Thank you.